天路导向
Leading the way。
Hello listening friends，
麦克牧师主讲。
亲爱的朋友你好，
安详翻译。
耶稣说，我就是道路真理生命，
让我们携手同走天路。亲爱的弟兄姐妹们平安，欢迎大家继续收听今天的天路导向节目，我是主持人小华。那在上期节目中呢，麦克牧师讲到了试炼是我们每个基督徒生命中必不可少的。那当试炼或者说试探来临的时候，我们应当如何去面对呢？从而可以在困苦中真正的成长呢？好，亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，那就让我们打开圣经，跟着麦克牧师一起进入今天的天路导向吧。
Hello, listening friends. We are delighted you've joined us once more.
亲爱的朋友，你好，很高兴你能再次收听这个节目。
We are continuing in the series of messages from the Epistle of James.
今天我们要继续讲雅各书的系列信息。
In the last broadcast, we saw how Christian can grow and mature through testing.
上一次我们讲到基督徒是怎样在试炼中成长并更加成熟。
And today, James tells us that when we are tempted and say no to temptation, you will also grow.
在今天的信息中，雅各告诉我们，当我们懂得拒绝向试探屈从时，我们就会成长。
This is basically is the second step.
这就是我们生命成长的第二步。
But if you say yes to temptation all the time, you will become a Christian midget.
假如你总是屈从于试探的话，你的属灵生命就像个侏儒，永远长不大。
Your spiritual growth will be stunned and stopped.
你灵命的成长将会被遏制、中断。
Every day, Christians are being tempted.
基督徒每天都会受到试探。
Every day, spiritual arrows are being fired at believers.
撒旦每天都会攻击信徒。
The maturing, growing, healthy Christians are those who refuse to lower their shields and surrender.
灵命健康、成熟的基督徒都不会放下盾牌投降的。
The believers who fall into temptation and indulge in sin, whatever it may be, become spiritually paralyzed.
有些信徒向试探屈服，在最终放纵情欲，不管是哪一种罪，都会使他们的灵命瘫痪。
They cannot continue on the road to recovery until sin is dealt with.
除非他们愿意对付罪，不然他们不能走上复原的路。
They cannot continue on the road to recovery until they judge sin in their hearts.
如果不把心中的罪定死，他们就不能走上复原的路。
They cannot continue on the road to recovery until the matter is cleared up with their heavenly Father.
除非他们肯在天父面前彻底悔改，他们也不能走上复原的路。
From the time when we are small children, temptation is always there.
从小到大，我们总会遇到试探。
Children would say, "The devil made me do it."
小孩子会说，是魔鬼让我做的。
Adults even try to use the same excuse.
甚至成年人也会用同样的借口。
The other day I heard about a little boy who had put his hand in the jar of honey.
有一天我听到一个小男孩把手放进蜜罐里的故事。
The other day I heard about a mother who left a small son in the house just for a short time and said to him, "While I'm gone, don't get into the jar of honey."
那天妈妈要把小儿子留在家里一会儿，临走前对他说，我出去的时候不要去碰那个蜜罐呢。
No, mother, he said, I will not do that.
他对妈妈说，不会的，我不会碰他的。
When she returned, the mother noticed the honey between the boy's fingers and in the corner of his mouth.
当妈妈回来的时候，发现儿子手指缝和嘴角上有残留的蜂蜜。
She said to him, "Didn't I tell you not to get into the honey jar?"
妈妈对儿子说，我不是告诉你不要去碰那个蜜罐吗？
Yes, mother, you did.
是啊，妈妈，你说过了。
Didn't I tell you that when Satan tempts you, you should tell him to get behind you?
我不是告诉过你，当撒旦试探你的时候，你应该对他说，退我后边去吗？
He said, yes, mother, but when he got behind me, he pushed me right into the honey jar.
他说，是的，妈妈，但是当他站在我后边的时候，是他把我推去碰那个蜜罐的。
How true this is with many a child of God who cast aside glances at temptation and ponder it in their hearts and fall right into it.
对于神的孩子来说，情况也是如此。面对试探时，先是看看，跟着想想，再就是落在其中了。
But I can tell you that there can be no growth, no maturing, no progress until the sin is dealt with.
如果你没有对付罪的话，你就不能成长，不能成熟，也不会进步。
If you are a person who does not have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ,
如果你还没有和耶稣基督建立个人的关系，
If you have never come to him acknowledging him as your only Savior and the Lord of your life,
如果你还没有来到神面前，承认他是你唯一的救主和生命的主宰，
You must begin by repentance and by establishing this relationship which God offers to you as a free gift.
你现在就要悔改，建立和神的这种关系，这也是他白白赏给你的礼物。
If you are a person who has known Jesus as Savior and Lord and are temporarily backsliding, then I want you to listen carefully.
如果你已经是基督徒，却软弱退后的话，请你仔细地听我说。
I have good news for you.
我有好消息要告诉你。
You can get back on track.
你可以回到正路上来。
But you must understand this.
但你必须要明白。
God does not change his mind about your salvation every time you fail.
即使在你跌倒的时候，神也不会改变主意，不救你。
He does not rewrite his will each time you don't do what he wants you to do.
在你违背他的时候，神也没有改变他拯救你的旨意。
He said in John 10:27-29,
他在约翰福音第十章二十七到二十九节中这样说：约翰福音第十章二十七到二十九节，我的羊听我的声音，我也认识他们，他们也跟着我，我又赐给他们永生，他们永不灭亡，谁也不能从我手里把他们夺去。我父把羊赐给我，他比万有都大，谁也不能从我父手里把他们夺去。
James tells us in James 1:13 that temptation strikes us in several ways.
雅各在雅各书第一章十三节告诉我们，试探会以不同的方式来袭击我们。
Let no one say when he is being tempted, I am being tempted by God, for God cannot be tempted to do evil, and he himself tempts no one.
人被试探，不可说我是被神试探，因为神不能被恶试探，他也不试探人。
We can be tempted in three ways.
我们会在以下三方面受到试探。
First, we can be tempted spiritually.
第一，我们在灵性上受到试探。
That's when Satan comes in and brings doubt into your mind.
也就是说，撒旦进到我们里面，让我们疑惑。
He may ask you, is God really real?
他也许会说，神是真的吗？
Is there really life after death?
人死了以后真的还有生命吗？
Is the Bible really true?
圣经是不是真的可信呢？
And on and on and on.
不断的怀疑。
Second, we can be tempted mentally.
第二，我们在思想上受到试探。
It begins when we become careless about what we read and what we watch.
当我们对所看到、所听到的一切毫无警觉时，我们就落在试探当中了。
We set ourselves up for temptation.
我们容许自己受试探。
When you are constantly bombarding your mind with worldly values and ideas, your mind begins to be filled with those same thoughts.
当你的头脑不断地充斥着属世的价值观时，你的心思意念就会被这些东西占据。
And this battle of the mind begins the moment you wake up.
每当你一觉醒来，你心中就开始征战。
How do you start your day?
你是怎样开始新的一天呢？
Do you start your day with the newspaper?
是从读报纸开始的吗？
That is a sure way to get depressed.
那你一定会心情沮丧的。
Do you start by thinking about what you have to do on that day?
你是从思考当天要做的事来开始你的一天呢？
This is a sure way to get overwhelmed.
那你一定会觉得负担沉重。
Then thirdly, we are tempted physically.
第三个方面，我们的肉体也会受到试探。
You say, how do you get tempted physically?
你也许会问，我们的肉体是怎样受试探的呢？
You can go through an experience that leaves you bitter and angry and you sin with your tongue.
你一定有用过舌头犯罪来发泄你的苦毒、恼恨和愤怒的经历。
You see an opportunity to make money, and you know that it is not altogether ethical, but you decide to do business anyway.
当你碰到发财的机会，你明明知道这样做有点缺德，但你还是决定不管三七二十一，先赚钱再说。
The tempter comes to you and says, just this one thing won't hurt you, just this one time, it's not a big deal, everybody does it.
那试探人的会对你说，这一点小事无伤大雅，就这么一次也没有什么了不起的，每个人都这么做嘛。
Think for a moment how quickly we put aside convictions when the allure of temptation becomes powerful.
你想想看，当试探的诱惑力越来越强时，我们很快就会把正确的信念丢到一边去了。
I believe that God has given our bodies natural desires.
我相信神赐给我们正常的肉体欲望。
But these natural desires are to be used within proper bounds.
然而这些欲望要在适当的范畴内使用。
The question I am often asked is this.
有人常常这么问我。
What is the difference between testing and tempting?
到底试验和试探有什么不同呢？
I can tell you immediately that you will like one and not the other.
我现在就可以告诉你，你一定是喜欢一个而讨厌另一个。
The temptation will seem pleasurable.
试探看起来似乎是令人喜爱的。
The test will be tough.
而试验则往往是艰难的。
If a professor comes into your class and said, "Today is exam day," that's a test.
如果一个教授走进教室说，今天要考试，这就是试验。
The temptation is to cheat on the exam.
但在考试中作弊就是试探。
In a test, God puts his finger on something in your life and says, this must go.
在试验中，神指着你生命中的某些事情说，你要除掉它。
The temptation says, resist it.
这时候试探就会说，不要除掉它。
Hang on to it as long as you can.
尽量抓紧它。
The test says, act responsibly.
试验告诉你说，要有责任感。
The temptation says, be indisposed and run.
而试探说，找个借口开溜吧。
Test says, sacrifice your desires.
试验说，牺牲你的欲望。
The temptation will urge you to satisfy your desires.
而试探则会催促你满足自己的欲望。
When you submit to tests, you will grow tall in the Christian life.
如果你在试验中肯顺服神，你的灵命就会大大的成长。
But yielding to temptation keeps you a spiritual baby.
但是如果你向试探屈服，你的灵命就长不大。
By yielding to temptation, you become consistently lacking in self-discipline.
向试探屈服，你就会逐渐失去自制力。
By yielding to temptation, you become a puppet to your desires.
向试探屈服，你就会变成欲望的傀儡。
By yielding to temptation, you become a prey to the manipulation of Satan.
向试探屈服，你就会变成撒旦手中的猎物。
The greatest difference between test and temptation is in verse 13 of James 1.
雅各书第一章十三节记载了试验和试探的最大区别。
Testing comes from God.
试验是来自神。
Temptation does not come from God.
而试探绝不是从神而来的。
Let no one say when he is tempted that he is tempted by God.
人被试探，不可说我是被神试探。
When we fall into temptation, we incline to blame somebody else.
当我们落在试探中，我们总爱怪这怪那的。
We say God made me that way.
我们会说是神让我那么做的。
And because Christians don't understand the difference between test and temptation, when they succumb to temptation and find themselves reaping its bitter harvest, who do they blame?
信徒因为不明白试验和试探的区别，所以当他们在试探中跌倒了，又吃了罪的苦果，他们是责怪谁呢？
God.
责怪神呢？
So now, when a Christian falls, instead of doing what the Bible said, namely judge sin in their life, deal with it, repent of it, ask for God's power to strengthen him, not to return to it, they say the devil attacked me.
因此呢，当这些人跌倒以后，他们不是按照圣经所教导的认罪悔改，并求神坚固他们，不再回到罪中去。相反的，他们却说是撒旦攻击了我。
Oh, to be sure, the devil does attack.
的确的，是撒旦的攻击。
But that's only half truth.
然而只说对了一半。
Why?
为什么呢？
Ask yourself this question.
你有没有这样问过你自己？
Where were you and what was your response when the devil attacked you?
撒旦攻击你的时候，你在哪里呢？你是如何回应的呢？
Think about this in a realistic way.
老老实实地想一想这个问题吧。
Paul writes to Timothy about unholy desires.
保罗在给提摩太的信中提到有关私欲的问题。
Paul says, as for the unholy desires, escape, run for your life.
保罗说，你要逃避少年的私欲。
What did Joseph do when he got into a situation of a temptation?
当约瑟受到试探的时候，他是怎么做的呢？
He ran, even if it cost him his coat.
他跑开了，虽然他失去了一件外套。
Adam and Eve, on the other hand, were given a beautiful garden.
另一方面，亚当和夏娃拥有美丽的园子。
They were given freedom to roam around, the privilege of fellowshipping with God.
他们可以自由地在园中散步，并有特权与神交往谈话。
But instead of saying no to the evil one, they followed his alluring.
可是他们非但没有拒绝魔鬼的引诱，反而听从了他。
And in the day of reckoning, they said, God, it's your fault.
当神质问他们的时候，他们却说，神啊，那是你的错呀。
James said, first of all, temptation does not begin with God.
雅各一开头就说，试探并不是出于神。
But where does it begin?
那么它是从哪里来的呢？
In verses 11 and 15 of chapter 1, James tells us.
在雅各书第一章11到15节，雅各告诉我们。
From the dawn of time, temptation has been a product of the evil one.
从创世之初，试探就是出于那恶者。
Just as he did with Adam and Eve.
正如他对亚当和夏娃所做的。
Satan uses our eyes, our minds, our intellectual desire to knock us off course.
撒旦利用我们的眼目、心思和欲望来击败我们，引诱我们偏离正路。
In Genesis 3:2, we read, "The woman said to the serpent."
在创世纪第三章第二节，我们读到，女人对蛇说
"That was her first mistake."
这是她的第一个错误。
Don't talk to smooth-talking serpents.
不要跟能言善道的蛇说话。
Satan came to them with a two-pronged attack.
撒旦对他们的攻击是双重的。
The first one, he brought doubt about God's goodness.
首先，他叫人怀疑神的善良。
The next attack, he showed them the attractiveness of the object.
然后他让果子看起来格外迷人。
He always attacks in two places, in the mind and the eye.
撒旦往往从人的心思和眼目来进攻。
And the serpent came up and said, "Hey, Eve, you have everything you want."
那蛇来到女人那里说，夏娃，你拥有了一切呀。
I wish I could live like you.
我希望我也有像你这样的生活。
Isn't that great?
真是好极了。
By the way, what about all these trees right here? Aren't they beautiful?
对了，你看这些树多好啊，它们多么漂亮啊。
I hear that there is a very special one in the middle of the garden. Its fruit tastes great.
我听说在园子当中有一棵特别的树，果子很好吃了。
Eve immediately said, "Oh, we can't eat from the fruit of that tree."
夏娃马上说，哦，那棵树的果子我们是不能吃的。
Satan replies, "Oh no, I wonder why not."
撒旦回答说，不能吃，为什么呢？
Unless, of course, God knows something that he doesn't want you to know.
当然了，除非有些事神想瞒着你呢。
And then the snake enticed her some more.
紧跟着蛇又进一步引诱夏娃。
Oh, isn't that selfish of God to keep you from eating from the best tree of all?
哦，是不是因为神太自私了，不想让你们尝到世界上最好吃的果子呢？
You know what? I bet he keeps the good stuff for himself.
你知道吗？我敢保证，神把最好的东西留给了他自己呢。
And Eve believed the lie.
而夏娃轻信了谎言。
While she may never have given it a thought before, now every time she walks by the tree looked very appealing.
过去她没有在意，但从此以后，她每逢经过那棵树，就越发觉得它吸引人。
And they say the rest is history.
接下来发生的事已经成为历史事实了。
What leaves us vulnerable to being lured, James said, is this.
是什么原因让我们在引诱面前如此脆弱呢？雅各说
The selfish pursuit of pleasure.
追求自我的享乐。
The unchecked desire.
错误的欲望。
The unrestrained lusts.
无休止的贪念。
And the undisciplined lives under the superpower of all-powerful and mighty spirit called the Holy Spirit.
所以在全能圣灵的大能之下我们却放纵自己，不愿受他管教。
This is the point of the remaining verses 16 to 18.
这就是接下来的第16节到18节的重点。
God is not the tempter. Indeed, he is the giver of all good gifts.
神不但不试探我们，反而将各样美善的恩赐赏给我们。
The greatest of these gifts is the gift of the Holy Spirit.
其中最大的礼物就是圣灵本身。
D.L. Moody one time was trying to teach his students this very special lesson.
有一次穆迪要教导他的学生这一特别的功课。
D.L. Moody one time was trying to teach his students how to overcome temptation.
有一次穆迪想要让他的学生学习怎样胜过试探的引诱。
So he took a glass and he said to them, "How can I take the air out of this glass?"
所以他拿了一只杯子对学生说我怎么样才能把杯子里的空气倒出来呢?
Some students answer that you can have a pump and pump the air out of the glass.
有一个学生回答说,用一只抽桶把空气抽出来。
Moody said, but that would create a vacuum and the glass would shatter.
穆迪说,那样的话玻璃杯会因为里面是真空的缘故而爆裂。
After several unsatisfactory answers, Moody took a jug of water and poured the water into the glass and said, You see, the air is all out.
他们继续提出各种答案都不满意。最后穆迪拿了一壶水来把水倒进杯子里说看现在空气都出来了。
If you want to know the secret to overcome and escape the allure of Satan, get filled daily with the power of the Holy Spirit.
同样，如果你想得到胜过撒旦试探的秘诀，就要天天让圣灵的能力充满你。
The reason it is a daily inner filling is because the old nature is still inside.
因为我们旧的老我依然存在，所以我们天天都需要被圣灵充满。
This old nature is ready to kick in and respond to the temptation very quickly.
老我随时都会发作，回应撒旦的诱惑。
And the moment you grieve the Holy Spirit or you quench the Holy Spirit by repeatedly silencing His voice within you, you make yourself ready when Satan dangles the shiny one in front of you.
当撒旦勾引你，你要是不断消灭圣灵的感动，并且让圣灵担忧的话，你会很容易上钩的。
If you are a believer who repeatedly say yes to temptation, I want you to stop.
如果你是一个整天对试探屈服的基督徒，我盼望你能悬崖勒马。
Why?
为什么呢?
Because according to 1 Corinthians 5:5, your life could be in danger.
因为根据哥林多前书第五章第五节，你正处在危险当中。
God is not a tempter. Indeed, he is a giver of good gifts.
神不是试探者，他乃是美善恩惠的赐予者。
But you say, how can I learn to overcome temptation?
如果你问我应当怎样学会胜过试探呢?
First, by learning to give thanks to God.
首先学会向神感恩。
By learning to praise His name.
学习赞美他的名。
When you learn to be thankful and praise His name, the temptations will flee.
当你感谢并赞美他的时候，试探就会逃跑。
Not only that, but the Lord will become sufficient to meet your needs.
不仅如此，主也会满足你一切的需要。
Paul said in 1 Corinthians 10 that with every temptation, God comes in and opens an escape hatch if you choose it.
保罗在哥林多前书第十章里头告诉我们，在我们受试探的时候，神总要给我们开一条出路，只要我们愿意。
God wants to bless us with the best gift of all, the gift of the Holy Spirit.
神愿意把最好的礼物赐给我们，那就是圣灵。
Will you ask Him to give you this gift today?
你愿意今天就求神将这份礼物赐给你吗？
Until we meet again, I pray that God will fill you with the Holy Spirit.
好，我们下次再见。愿圣灵充充足足地住在你的心中。
谢谢麦克牧师的提醒，让我们看到了生活中各个层面都会遭遇到试探，真的是无孔不入啊。愿神清洁我们的心，使我们能够真正的过上圣洁的生活，以求神的怜悯和智慧，让我们对罪恶有敏感的灵，从而依靠神能够战胜它，并且从中得到成长。好，亲爱的听众朋友们，今天的节目就到这里，愿神大大的祝福你们，我们下次再会。
像汪洋大海，任我徜徉。